During Pirkei Avot with Rabbein Yonah, we're up to the final Mishnah of the first chapter, Mishnah 18, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Al shlosha devarim ha'olam kayam. The world exists on three things, al ha'emit ve'al adin ve'al ha'shalom, on truth, on justice, on peace. Shneimar, as the verse says, Emet u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'shareichem. Maintain truth, justice, and peace within your gates. That's the verse in the Navi Zechariah. And so from there, Rabban Shimon Gamliel derives these three things are what keeps the world existing. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Sheyadun din emet la'amito. The idea here is, when we say justice, it means to have a true ruling in your courts. So the question is, what's he talking about? Din emet la'amito. So he doesn't tell us. So we'll leave it hanging. Because there's a machlokas rishonim what that means. The Talmud uses this term. He who judges truth in its truest form. So the rishonim say, what does that mean? Either it's true or not. What does that mean, truth in its truest form? So different opinions as to what the Talmud's referring to. At any rate, we'll leave it hanging. Correct. There's truth in its truest form, and then there's truth in its less true form. Right. Right. So that's So there's a discussion. What's this coming to preclude? But he doesn't say. So let's leave it hanging. He doesn't say. So just leave it. V'alaymit. We said the second thing the world exists on is truth. Yesh la'adam lelechet b'dorkei hakadosh baruch hu. Shehu emet. One has to go in God's footsteps. God is truth, v'torato emet, and His Torah is truth. V'olech b'dorchei emet, and goes in the ways of truth. Gam ken yelech b'oto aderech. So too, man has to emulate his Creator and go down that same path. Shneimar, the verse says, v'alachta b'drachav, go in God's ways. Amru Chazal, our sages said, shafilu sipur devarim be'alma en lo la'adam l'shaker. Even when a person thinks he's just chatting, he's not giving testimony, he's schmoozing. A person should be careful not to lie. Ta'uvda debrei derav v'chulu, like the story of sons Rav. Amar lei ma'alaimach, Rav asked his son, has your mother gotten better? What's the story there? Rav's wife did everything to make his life miserable. She once told him she had her onset, she had her period, and she didn't. It was just, so now they were prohibited for 12 days, yeah. Because a woman has is believable, so if she says we're prohibited, okay. So she did everything, you know. He'd ask her for lentils, she'd make him beans. He'd ask for beans, she'd make lentils. Anything, she'd always switch things. So one time,
you gotta start asking for things you don't want.
Right, so that's what his son did. One time, he asked for rice, so the guy asked, so the son goes and asks the mom for barley. So she made rice. So he brings in the rice, and Rav looks at it and says, wow, has your mother shaped up? What's going on here? So the son says to Rav, no, I switched. I got the trick, I figured it out. That's what people say, that those that are your descendants will teach you a thing. You know, you taught me something. I never thought of that. You know, Rav, I guess, wasn't so important to him. So his wife would ask him, what do you want for lunch? And he'd say, chont. And she'd make rice. Okay. So he never thought to say rice when he wanted chont. It wasn't... That lot David, but says Rav to his son, don't do that. Mishum Shneimar, as the verse says, Limdul Shonam Tabir Sheker. One of the claims God has against the Jewish people is that they taught themselves to lie. Ki Adam Amargil Shonol Tabir Sheker Bedavar She'en Balo Efsed Velo To'elet. Because if a person becomes accustomed to saying a lie with regard to things that have zero relevance, no gain, no loss, Gam Ki Avol Ledaber Dvarim Shel Ikar Lo Yochal Lomar Emet. Even when he has to say things which have prime importance, he will find it difficult to say the truth. Because what happens is our mouth is speaking, and force of habits drives us in a certain way. So people who exaggerate when they tell stories, so they find themselves exaggerating when they should be accurate. So a person has to be careful to say the truth even then. Now, here there's a broad discussion. What did Rabbeinu Yonah mean over here? Because the way he presents it is, don't lie, because then you'll come to lie when it makes a difference. Ah, so when it doesn't make a difference, there's no prohibition to lie? So that's a big machlokas. The Talmud says that the verse that says, Midvar sheker tirchak, distance yourself from a lie, that's talking about in testimony. When you give testimony in court, distance yourself from a lie. So technically, people will say, Midvar sheker tirchak, it says, distance yourself from a lie. And as a child, the Rabbeim always used to quote that as the source, that you're not allowed to lie. When in truth, excuse the pun, in truth, that verse is speaking about a person giving testimony. So there's a big discussion among the commentaries here. What does Rabbeinu Yonah hold? Because Rabbeinu Yonah actually over here seemed to say, when it doesn't matter, so then the reason you shouldn't lie is just because you shouldn't get into the habit. But that seems to say there's no intrinsic prohibition against lying when it doesn't matter. So that's not everyone agrees to that, but that seems to be his stance. Yes?
If you know that you're allowed to lie for, say, Shalom Bias, Relentless from Hashem with Avraham Avinu and Sarah Amen, then surely that would, if it's permissible to do it for a mitzvah like that, then that would suggest that for something where there's no gain and no loss, then maybe it's not permissible to... If Hashem had to teach us it's okay to tell a small embellishment, as it were, for Shalom Bias, then would that not indicate that it's not okay to...
Right, very good, yeah. Yeah. The Talmud tells us there are different groups of people who do not merit to enter God's presence. And one of them is Kat Shakranim, the group of liars. So how does Rabbeinu Yonah deal with that? So those who are of the opinion that it's only prohibited in monetary matters, in cases of relevance, will say that that's talking about people who customarily lie. Meaning, just because you lie here and there doesn't make you a liar. Then you have people who can't say a word of truth. So that's what the Talmud's talking about when it says the group of liars don't get to see the Shekhinah. So that's the way they'd say it. Okay. Back to our Rabbeinu Yonah. ועל השלום, שלום הוא כולל לכל טוב שבעולם, ואין תכלית לתועלתו, ושלום על ישראל. Peace is encompassing of all the good that's in the world, and there's no end to its utility, to the benefits that come out of peace, and he concludes the chapter with, Shalom al Israel, may there be peace on Israel. So that's Rabbeinu Yonah's final line. So these are the three foundations of the world. The world stands on truth, on justice, and on peace.